Here with Bears general manager Ryan Pace as the preseason wraps up tonight in Cleveland. Ryan, looking back at the Tennessee game, overall impressions of the first units, because they both played extremely well, and you throw special teams in there. That was a three-prong win in Tennessee.
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely, Jeff, that's obviously the third preseason game is an important evaluation, and really all three phases played well. You know, offense came out on a long 96-yard drive, and I think they were efficient and productive, and special teams made some big plays, and you know, defense has really played well all preseason, so it was good to see all three units come together and really complement each other.
Now let's start there. The quarterbacks, Mike Lennon, you know, you could say what you will, but the guy certainly had some pressure on him in that game, and he stood up tall.
Yeah, you know, I think you felt, you know, his urgency. He was decisive. He distributed the ball well. And I think a lot of that's a credit to Dal and Dave Ragone and just our preparation going into that week. And the whole offense played well. I thought we ran the ball well. The offensive line was solid. And that was good to see. I think it's good for the whole unit's confidence as we enter the regular season.
And a good springboard as well for Mitchell Trubisky. He came in and he finished strong. That throw to Tanner Gentry was sweet. And now he's going to get a start tonight.
You know, I think that's good for him. And, I think he's progressively continued to get better throughout the preseason. And I thought in the Tennessee game you were able to see, you know, him sit in the pocket and work through his progressions. And he showed his pocket presence to avoid the rush and make some plays with his legs too. And then tonight, hey, as the starter, it's going to be important for him to, you know, prepare as the starter, walk out there as the starter, you know, tonight and warm up with the first team offense. And that whole simulation is important for his growth.
You know, however you guys planned it, and maybe it was an evolving plan per circumstance or whatever, but, you know, as you look back at it, how it was all planned for him to make this transition from a young 22-year-old quarterback, now 23-year-old quarterback, to get his feet wet here, don't you think the plan has worked very well?
I think it's worked well, and it starts with Coach Fox, and our coaches have done a great job just kind of assimilating him into the NFL, and that room has been really good too, and Glennon's been awesome, and Sanchez has been good, and Shaw has been good, and it's just a really good competitive room, and the coaches have handled it well, and I think it's really helped Mitch's transition into the NFL.
All right, looking at that defense again, because Akeem Hicks was pretty much unblockable at the beginning of that game, and Eddie Goldman fed off of it as well. Overall, that entire defense, as you said, very few points allowed in the first three preseason games from that first unit included. Does it give you a lot of optimism about what that unit overall, front to back, is capable of becoming if all goes well, knock on wood, everybody stays healthy?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, yes, they're playing, I would say that the thing that comes to mind is they're playing very physical, and especially up front. We know it starts up there. But Eddie Goldman, Hicks, you know, obviously we didn't have Buller last game, but he's had a good preseason. Floyd, really three inside linebackers. I think when you talk about Freeman, Kwiatkowski, and we're going to have Trevathan coming back. So it's a really good front seven that I think can be disruptive and kind of lead this defense. They've showed that this preseason. We just need to carry that momentum into the regular season.
Injuries are always the great equalizer, and I think there's not a guy on this team or in this organization that is not – explained how it hurts that Cam Meredith suffered his ACL tear. This guy has worked his tail off to get to work.
You know, he's a stud. And I was just talking to him this morning, and that day that he came out here for that local workout in our indoor facility, and he just showcased his talent. And then just where he's come from that local day tryout to now is a really testament to his hard work and his talent. And I know he'll take that same approach to this rehab. And it's just a matter, you know, he'll get this surgery, and then it's just a matter of setting goals and knocking them out one by one. And he has the right personality and the right work ethic to do that.
It messes up a little bit that depth chart, though, at receiver.
It does. You know, it's challenging. Guys will step up. You know, we got guys on this team that'll step up, and they know that. We got a really good player personnel department that's evaluating the waiver wire. That'll come down this Saturday. There's going to be a lot of names coming across. There's trade scenarios. And so it's kind of all of the above, what we have on our own roster and those other avenues, and you can bet we'll be on top of that.
It is different this year, no cut to 75, so everybody's going to be in there at once. I've joked with you that this is another draft. I mean, you guys are going to be working your tail off this weekend because it's everybody at once. It's like the dam has been busted.
It's a fun time of year. Like we really enjoy it. You know, we'll be here late at night. I think the waiver wire will probably come around 7 o'clock on Saturday night. We'll be here late working throughout the night, and we'll have to have our claims in by 11 Central Time on Sunday. But it's a fun time, and our guys do a great job challenging guys, coming into my office, pounding the table for guys they like, and we'll watch them, and we'll go through it with our coaches. And it's exciting. But also, Jeff, you know, a little bit different this year. We feel good about the talent on this roster. We feel good about the depth on this roster. So it's a kind of a a good feeling when you don't feel like you necessarily have to go reach and acquire a bunch of guys that aren't on your team, because we feel good about a lot of the guys we have now.